Jess, as always, lovely to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Alex.
So, I mean, as I just mentioned, we saw a drop of, you know, around 50 or 60 in the number of people sleeping rough this February compared to last year. How do you think the pandemic has played into that?
Well, we know that there were really immediate efforts to give people temporary housing, to get people straight into temporary housing and then hopefully into permanent accommodation. And so we really commend the New South Wales government for investing in that. The City of Sydney invests in supporting outreach and support services and trying to get people into accommodation, but there is just a lack of accommodation. And because of this crisis, suddenly the doors were thrown open, quite literally, and people were given access to housing, and that has made all the difference.
Yeah, and I mean, crisis accommodation was at, you know, about 82% capacity, which is down around about 9% from last year. So, you know, what kind of other services were offered that have kind of helped with this?
I think there were the crisis accommodation services, and there are a whole range of other support services that go around the sector. So this is particularly for those people who are experiencing complex needs, people who have either mental health issues or who have experienced trauma, people who might have substance abuse issues. So there needs to be that holistic funding of services around the need and the right, but also a recognition that when you're sleeping rough, I mean, that is very much the tip of the iceberg when it comes to housing insecurity and the housing crisis in Australia. You know, it's really a small proportion of people who are forced to go and sleep on the street. A lot more people are either couch surfing or in insecure accommodation, sleeping in their cars, sleeping on a couch, or you know, possibly in really accommodation they can't afford. So there also has to be an intervention at that level as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting, right? Because, you know, recently there was a bill put forward by the Greens, I believe it was, to kind of strip down negative gearing and a few other tax cuts that have kind of, you know, increased our accommodation crisis to this point. But how do you think that we can kind of go forward here? I mean, especially, you know, supporting not just those who are sleeping rough, but those who are in accommodation crisis.
Look, this is such a huge and complex issue, Alex, and I think you've hit the nail on the head that there are all of these sort of perverse incentives that are making housing more expensive than it should be, things like negative gearing. And yet there's a total lack of political will from the major parties to actually tackle it. And so that's going to continue to be a strain on our housing sector. Advocates for this tax relief measure for wealthy people is what it is. Say that it allows or encourages or incentivizes more rental housing in the market, but we found that actually it makes housing more expensive, that a lot of research has found that. What we're advocating for at the City of Sydney is a dramatic increase in social housing. So at the moment, about 2% of our housing is social housing, what we used to call public housing. And that's housing that's owned by the state and made available to people who need housing and can't afford market housing. So we need to see a greater increase in the construction of social housing. And at the moment, we're seeing the redevelopment of the Waterloo housing estate being proposed. And your listeners might have heard this being debated in the media.
Yeah,
at the City of Sydney, we're really pushing for more social housing to be included in the mix on that site, because that site is 100% social housing now, and the plan from the government is for it to be a much lower percentage of social housing and a greater percentage of market housing. The other thing we need to see is for local governments and other landowners to be given the tools to make developers put more affordable housing into their redevelopments, because affordable housing is housing that is available and kept permanently affordable at least 20% below market housing. And that allows more people who, you know, may not be on the verge of homelessness, but people who may not be able to afford to live near where they work, or people who might be spending more than 20 or 30% of their income on housing, to access housing. And that's really crucial.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of anyone listening will know this all too well, but especially, you know, I'm broadcasting out of a university right now, and I can't even imagine how many people who are walking around these halls are feeling that. Jess, as always, it's lovely to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thanks, Alex. Good to chat.